com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, broadcasting live from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. 9 o'clock and 10 o'clock hours right here on Genesis Communications Network. So link to your instructors, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com, the largest preparedness broadcast classroom in the United States of America. Alex is producing the broadcast at GCN in Minnesota. And today we're going to talk about butchering meat with Marjorie Wildcraft. You've seen her on Doomsday Preppers. She's their expert. And you've heard her on radio, and you've seen her at the Get Prepared Expo. Welcome, Marjorie Wildcraft.
Hey, Vinny, how you doing?
I was just thinking about the bugs, you know?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm becoming known as a survival food expert. So, yeah. The bug.
Yeah, and,
hey,
and
did we ever get you to eat a mealyworm?
You're working on it. That's a it's a work in progress. No, actually, no. I'd like to say I was tied up. I'd like to say I was in a seminar. I'd like to say I was.
You were anywhere
helping
else.
Helping at the expo. I'd like to say all those things, whichever one applies best.
Oh, Vince, you know what? I was having dinner with some of these young people in Austin, crazy mm-hmm. group, and this one young man who's an entrepreneur has started a business where he's growing mealyworms and crickets, and then he dries them and processes them, and he sells them to you in packets. They're like flour. And they had organized with this restaurant extremely good chef to use these ingredients in various things. And oh my gosh, we had these almond cookies. We had this, breaded, what's the name of that with the seafood? Anyway, it was so good. You would never have known that there was insects in this thing. Yeah, you know, when it gets in the hands of a real chef. But, taking this almond cookie, it was high protein, high nutrition. You know, these weren't empty calories because they'd mixed, you know, they'd used not only some wheat, but also then this mealyworm flour. Anyway, I think it has potential. But
I was talking with some of the ladies and the guys after the meetup on Monday, this past Monday, and they said, Vinny, can we just have about 10 minutes of your time? We want to talk about the expo and who's going to be doing what. And they were talking about the bugs.
Oh, really? No, really?
Yeah, they really were. They were talking about the bugs, and they were saying that they have an odor when you fry them up.
Oh! No bugs. They don't want any bugs.
You can smell them when you walk right into the expo hall. You can smell those bugs cooking.
Well, you know, you had us right there by the door.
Yeah. Well.
Oh, well.
What is it? They do smell. There's no question about it. I mean, they don't. It's not like popcorn. And so I said, let's have popcorn too.
Yes. Yeah, I'll have to tell Alan to put a little garlic on those things next time. That'll
Yeah. Well, you know, I think that would make a difference.
Yeah.
But, and anyway, Marjorie, I had a question. Kevin Barber was on Doomsday Preppers, and you were training him to get ready to go to Central America. He was leaving the country, and Doomsday Preppers, and he's one of our instructors class, Kevin Barber, left the country to go to Central America, and the storyline was because he was afraid of, I believe, the economic collapse. Isn't that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why. I mean, he's looking at, I mean, just like me and almost anybody with any sense, just looking mm-hmm. at what's going on. I mean, it's a mathematical certainty that the United States will undergo economic collapse. At some point in time, we are not going to be able to pay the interest on the debt, and that will be the trigger that causes it. And thank God they've been able to keep the thing afloat as long as they have. But, you know, what's it costing? $1.5 trillion a year? So we're definitely going to have economic collapse. And Kevin said, hey, what are my options? What are my choices? And he's in a financial situation, maybe a little better than some of the rest of us. And he and his family said, hey, let's go on a great adventure and go to Costa Rica.
Mm-hmm.
And, they aren't going to have heating and air conditioning issues. They don't, you know, they got water there, soil, definitely a lot more laid back lifestyle, definitely a lot more people there that are, you know, closer to the earth,
mm-hmm.
That know how to do stuff. So, can't fault them on that one.
You know, while it seems like a crazy adventure, it really is not all that far out from what many of our grandparents, baby boomers' grandparents did. They left Europe to come to America. And even, you know, generations before that left Europe to come to America. So, you know, moving to another land is really not that far out.
You know, when our ancestors, when our people moved here years ago, too, it was much more severe. They were never going to see their families again. You know, when they went mm-hmm. to America, when they immigrated, like the Irish that came in the 1800s, you know, or the Germans that came, or all the different mm-hmm. races, they were never going to go back and see grandma right. again. You know, they were never mm-hmm. going back. Now, you know, okay, it's going to be a little bit of expensive plane ride, but at least, and now we got Skype, and, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's not nearly as onerous. You're right.
Yeah. So is he doing okay? Is Kevin okay in Central America at this point?
He sounds really happy. He sounds really, really okay. happy. And you know what? Doomsday went out there and shot another segment with him, so I think he's going to be in whatever the next season is, like season 3 or something.
Well, that's great. What I'd like to do is, you gave me his contact information. I'll see if I can get him on the air. We can talk about the transition. We can talk about the journey. We can talk about what he expected to find and found and what he didn't expect to find and found.
Yeah.
That'd be an interesting broadcast. Marjorie, we can move up from bugs to something a little larger, something a little more, something a little more routine for us. You know, when I sell a cow, you know that I raise Black Angus cows.
Yeah.
And when I sell a cow, I don't sell just the prime cuts. I sell the entire cow. And that cow goes to market, and that cow has hooves and hide and ears and brains and eyeballs and of course, the prime cuts. Why don't we talk about butchering an animal and what that would be like we just may have to do it going forward. We may be on our own in our neighborhood, in our family or a collection of families. And those of us who are getting together now and learning who each other happens to be and our strengths and our weaknesses, we might find that we're going to be working together in the future, in the very near future. So let's talk about that. What is it?
Sure.
Let's start with this. Why would anyone want to do this?
Well, the very first reason right now is because you'll get growing your own meat is probably one of the best ways to get safe, clean meat. And all those things that, like, you send your cow off to get processed, and you're losing the best parts of the animal. Most people just think, oh, I just want the meat. I just want the muscles.
Right.
But really, there's just a huge amount of nutrition in the organs. The liver is one of the most nutritious things that you can grow. The bones and processing the bones and the all the different parts of the animal, there's so much to it, and there's so much nutrition that you're just throwing away. The really good news is if you can butcher a rabbit, you can butcher a deer, you can butcher a pig, you can butcher anything. I mean, it's really a simple skill, and it's translatable to anything else. And I'll tell you a story. You know, I was talking to Fernando Aguirre, who's the guy who survived the economic collapse in Argentina, and he was telling me a story about this really, it was an incident that happened in a fairly wealthy neighborhood after economic collapse came in, and so you got, stockbrokers and lawyers and stuff, and they were getting pretty desperate. And he didn't know why there was a truck with a trailer with some live cattle in there, but a couple of men from the neighborhood saw that, and they, instantly got together, and they managed to get one of these cows. And they killed the cow. They're cutting all the meat off the cow, and then they're running home.
Mm-hmm.
And the really sad thing about it, other is than the image of these, stockbrokers who are so desperate now that they're actually cattle rustling the horrible thing about it is none of them knew how to butcher, and they just left a whole bunch on the carcass, and they wasted a whole bunch of the carcass because they just didn't know anything about butchering or know much about this. And this is, this is stuff 100 years ago. You know, your average housewife knew all of this stuff. This is just how people cooked and how did things. There's so much more to the animal than just the meat. So, even if you're in a suburban backyard, you can raise chickens or rabbits, and you can butcher your own animals right there. And it's not going to be anything anybody's going to know about. I mean, we butchered a turkey in Kevin's backyard. Kevin Barber, on Doomsday Preppers, we're talking, we're surrounded by $300,000, $400,000 houses, and we're in his backyard butchering a turkey,
I was at the meetup, and Judy Dollarhite and John Dollarhite were there. They own Dollar Value Computers. They were the ones who were attacked by the USDA, and they were facing a fine of $6 million for raising rabbits and selling them as pets. Well, they eat rabbit, and Judy Dollarhite presented me with some rabbit that she butchered, and it's in our freezer right now, so we're going to have some rabbit. But, this is something that some of our instructors do. I mean, we raise our own animals for food. So let's talk about, when we come back, I'll mention something that one of our medical doctor instructors said about eating the heart of a cow or a chicken. Marjorie Wildcraft, Finfinelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back. We're talking about butchering animals.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it, with what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts. If you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options options of buying gold and silver. Again, the Global Elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, we're talking about butchering animals. And Marjorie Wildcraft is with us. Marjorie, several of our medical doctor instructors and I were talking about, those that may have congestive heart failure or heart disease or heart problems. And they suggested eating the heart of an animal. So that would be chicken hearts, beef hearts. And, I remember when I was younger, back in the 1960s, I'd go to the supermarket or the grocery store with my mother, and she would buy chicken hearts, and we would eat those. And I noticed that people who ate them or bought them seemed to have good health. I mean, they appeared to be healthy. They didn't appear to be sick. You know what I'm saying?
And yeah.
We overlook that today. We just look for, the prime cuts. When we go, we have a steak, we don't think of eating the hearts.
Yeah, growing up for me, I remember we used to eat liver,
Yeah.
Once or twice a month at least, my mom would go out and buy liver, and that was just, we weren't exactly fond of it, but, that was like, you got to eat your liver kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's exactly right. You've got to eat your liver. And I remember my mother telling me how good it was, and I just couldn't quite understand how good it was when it tasted like that. But,
yeah.
here's the thing. Marjorie, you're right on the money about this, because my mother is just about 90. And, she's like inches away from being 90. And she outlived her younger brother. She outlived her younger sister. And they did not eat the kinds of organ meats that my mother would eat. I mean, they're all they're brothers and sisters, but my mother ate better. She didn't do bad things, and in terms of not that they did, but she didn't do them, and she ate better than they did, and did a lot more things right than the average person. And she's still around, so she outlasted her brother and sister. So I think you're on right on the money. So all right, so what do we do?
Well, the nutrient density is, you know, our soils are just so depleted in nutrients, mm-hmm. and the food supply is so utterly depleted. I mean, half of the Americans in the U.S. are, the average American gets only half of the RDA. And the RDA is not what it takes to be healthy. It's just the minimum amount of nutrition you need not to show symptoms of disease. So this mm-hmm. is one reason I'm like, you know, grow your own food, because that way you can make sure you've got soils that have good nutrition in it. Now you grow your own animals. That way, you know, that those livers, we may not like them, and I've got some ideas for preparing them that makes it taste a little better. But we're up against the wall. I mean, even if we weren't talking about economic collapse, we're up against the wall with the food supply. People are getting sick. There is an epidemic of obesity. There's a cancer rate, heart disease. You know, it's skyrocketing. And you know, yeah, maybe there may be some genetic things, but ladies and gentlemen, it's the food supply. People need exercise and diet. You know, forget some new biotechnology. Let's go back to basics. And it's one of the reasons I'm so passionate about having people, you know, even just grow a little bit on your patio, you know, get started. Or I've got a rabbit hutch, 20 feet long by 2.5 feet wide. Okay, this thing could fit in anybody's backyard. Mm-hmm. I get about 80 to 90 rabbits a year out of that, and that is half of the protein requirements for my family of four. They're quiet, they're clean, there's no smell. Anybody could do that anywhere in any backyard. And you can have a clean source of meat, and especially those organs and that nutrition that your body needs.
Marjorie, let me ask the question that nobody wants me to ask.
Okay.
What is it like when you kill that rabbit, that very first rabbit? So you've got this rabbit in your hands, right? You're cuddling this rabbit. What's that like the first time?
You know, I am a huge procrastinator when it comes time to butchering. So I'm like, I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll get to it tomorrow. But I'll tell you my first story of butchering, and it wasn't a rabbit. It was some turkeys. And I'll tell you what really brought it all to a head was my kids were pretty little back then. My son was about 4, maybe 5. And a little boy. We'll get back to them soon.
Yeah, we can wait. We can get to it tomorrow. This is pretty squeamish for a lot of people. I know it is. And I'm with you. I'm with you. But let's do it. Let's talk about it, and let's get it out of our system. Marjorie Wildcraft, we're going to kill an animal when we come back on the other side of this break.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries. in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try heart and body extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Rawson here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention preppers, think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape, the ultimate emergency repair tape, used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees, waterproofs electrical connections, and even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God,
you're
take my. When you go to the feed, for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
I wonder if it was something that I said. Our ratings just went through the floor. Marjorie Wildcraft is with us, and I'd like to talk about killing that very first animal. I think, Marjorie, we lost our class.
Wow. Live and learn, Ben.
No, I'm only kidding. But seriously, what's it like when you have to kill that first animal for food? I'm not talking about, you know, killing animals needlessly. I'm talking about for the purpose that they're here.
It's really difficult. And it's always really difficult. And to be honest with you, if it wasn't difficult, I wouldn't be doing it. Because, you know, if you get to the point where it doesn't mean anything to you, then there's something wrong. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I ran over a snapping turtle yesterday in the field. I was baling hay, and I didn't hurt this guy. So I went out, and he was fine. He was absolutely fine. But I ran over him with a tractor, and we have these great big tires, so there wasn't a lot of pressure on him. And he was a big snapping turtle. I mean, he's really big. And, you know, I felt bad. I mean, this guy was trying to, if he could have grabbed my leg, he would have, you know, taken a chunk out of it. And, you know, he's not a real friendly guy, but I felt bad about running over him, and I wanted to make sure I brought him to safety. But, I mean, that's kind of how I feel. So even an animal that's kind of offensive and he wants to take a chunk out of me, that's just their nature. I still didn't like the idea of, you know, hurting him.
Well, every creature has a place, you know, whether it's in alignment with what we think how things should go or not. They're here. They're here for a reason, you know. So it's great that you respect that. It is really hard. And, you know, I in the beginning I thought, oh, man, why am I killing this rabbit? And but really it's the quality of meat. You know, if you had any idea of what they put into the commercial feed supply for chickens or how, you know, watch some of those videos of how they're raising those animals in those confined feeding operations. Or, you know, they put arsenic in chicken feed. Because it makes the arsenic, when it gets in their cells, it makes the cells retain water and swell. And in the chicken business, swollen cells means that that chicken's going to weigh a little bit more, which means, and in the chicken business, how much that chicken weighs is totally how much you can sell it for.
Yep.
Tyson Foods, the biggest world's largest poultry producer in the world, they only have a profit margin of about 3%. And if they didn't put that arsenic in the feed, they probably wouldn't, you know, they would have to raise prices, which, you know, that's part of the whole thing. But they you know, it wouldn't work. But the thing is, when you eat that chicken, you get that arsenic in your cells. No matter how much of that chicken you eat, you're never going to lose weight, and you're just going to always keep that, you know, that you're going to just always, you know, people think, oh, I'm eating healthy, I'm eating chicken. No. You're eating chicken that came out of a confined feeding operation where they've been feeding those things arsenic and GMOs and all kinds of stuff. You know, just because it's a chicken doesn't mean it's not bad for you. So,
you know, when I looked at those in South America, young girls are fed chicken. A lot of people eat chicken. And I noticed that many years ago, I noticed that the young girls were developed way beyond their years. And I attributed that to the estrogen and the hormones that were given to chickens to pump up, you know, the breast meat. And, of course, that went right through to the young girls. And they developed very, very quickly. And they were able to have children, you know, as young as 10 years old because of the hormones that they were consuming through the chicken. I didn't realize that, you know, what you taught us now about the arsenic, it absolutely makes sense because people who eat chicken seem to gain weight pretty well.
Yeah. It's really, we're at a point, you got to grow your own groceries. You got to grow your own food. And it's a good thing to know how to do anyway.
Yeah, we had a calf that had a broken shoulder, and we had to put the calf down, and we butchered it. We had a little class, a little informal class on butchering here on the farm, and you know, we got some plastic, and we used a sawzall, and we cut up the meat and brought it to a processor who was another farmer, and he then took it and hung it and you know, cut it into steaks and ground it into chopped meat. And I got to tell you, it absolutely did not compare to anything that we've ever bought from a store. It was so lean that you couldn't cook the meat without putting a little bit of oil in a pan because it would stick to the pan. It was absolutely the finest meat ever. And I got a call from our neighbor who we shared it with, and he said, you know, that was the best meat he's ever had also. Now, there was no corn in this calf's diet. None. It was just grass, nothing other than grass and minerals and vitamins. That's all these animals ever get, and they don't get injected.
Even when you're raising your own yard chickens and rabbits and things, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's an entirely different. It's a completely different meat from that the stuff you buy in the grocery store. So it really mm-hmm. is, and it's much much higher quality, richer in flavor, more consistency to it. There's definitely more minerals. You can taste it. It tastes good. Your body recognizes it.
Yeah, when we first got chickens years ago, the eggs came out brown. I was like, ooh. You know, are these okay? They're brown. They're brown. They're not white. And sometimes they come out with poop on them. You know, and you look at them and you go, these are nowhere near as good as those things you get in the carton from the supermarket. After you have them for about 6 months, you don't want to go back because you look at those eggs that come in the carton and you say, something's wrong with them. They're white. They don't taste the same. They don't look the same. And how long have they been stored anyway? Before you get them. So yeah.
You know, actually, the shell color is not nearly as much an indicator of the quality of the egg as the color of the yolk.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The shell color is, people say, oh, brown is going to be better than white. That's not really necessarily true. But when you break that thing open and you get the store-bought ones, that yolk is a really, really pale, almost whitish-looking mm-hmm. color. You get eggs from yard chickens that have been running around and eating insects and getting a whole diversity in their diet, and those are almost a bright orange. And there's
yes.
that color that is it the keratin or I'm not sure which vitamins, but you can see it in the yolk and the flavor is fantastic. Yeah, there's a difference.
Yeah, the chickens do run around the yard and they do eat the ticks and every kind of bug and they love grasshoppers. I mean, they just get really excited when they see grasshoppers. That's
yeah, it's great.
Yeah, so we're gonna eat the liver. We're gonna eat the heart, and heart is really good if you have a heart problem, a person eating a heart. What else? What about the brains?
Yes, I actually do eat the brains of the rabbits that I process. Now, chicken brains, not worth going for. There's not much there. But the rabbit, and also occasionally when we get deer or venison, and I eat them. And they're kind of fatty. They're nice. You fry them up. A lot of people, I've read a lot in historically that people would scramble them with eggs, for example.
Yeah.
And they're delicious. They're good. A little salt and pepper. There is, when you're commercially raising cattle and you're forcing them to eat corn, which is not something they normally eat, when you're forcing them to eat other things that they don't, and you're keeping them confined in a pen and they're up to their knees in their own feces, yeah, I wouldn't eat anything out of those cows, and there's no wonder they get mad cow disease. And, that's certainly, you don't want to touch any of that. But stuff that you're growing yourself or things that are wild that you're hunting that have been eating clean sources of food, the brains are definitely edible and quite tasty and safe.
I'm still having trouble with it. I've talked to many medical doctors who talk about scrambling, brains and eggs and it's good for you. And I'm wondering if it actually would improve a person's IQ if the heart muscle.
I think it would. And I'll tell you why, Vince. I think it's just if you start eating some kind of quality food, it doesn't matter what, your intelligence is going to increase. And there's certainly a conversation going on that America's being dumbed down through the food supply. So there you go. But yeah, it might help.
how does eating bugs help with?
Yeah. You'll be able to split around better.
Yeah. Okay, so when I'd really like to get back to how do we get past the emotional trauma, if you will, of killing that animal that we raised it for food, so we get the rabbit hutch or we get the chicken coop, and these animals, we're raising them for food. Okay, it's easy to eat the eggs, that's easy, but at the end of the chicken's life expectancy, do you kill the chicken and then eat the chicken?
Yeah,
Okay.
Yeah.
So now this, or, but hasn't this chicken become a pet?
Well, in yeah, you know, it has, and even the baby rabbits that we raise, my daughter plays with them, and she knows exactly what their fate's going to be in about 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, you know, and there's a lot of heart rendering about that, and it's difficult. But this is, you know, there's a fundamental fact of life is life and death, and mm-hmm. to some extent acknowledging your own power. You know, you have the power of life and death. I think some people are afraid of butchering because they think, oh my God, if I kill a rabbit, then I'm going to be able to kill people, and you know, it's going to get out of control.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not true. You know, it's not.
I don't know if you had a chance.
In my video set, I have a whole segment on butchering, and I actually show people. I take a live rabbit, and I go through the whole process with them, and I show them how to do a chicken. And I've gotten emails from vegetarians, numerous emails and letters. People have actually written in and said, you know, I don't think I can do this right now because I'm a vegetarian, but from watching what you did and how honorably you did it, I feel I could do it if I had to. And there's people that don't eat meat at all.
Well, that's the ultimate. That's the ultimate testimony. Marjorie Wildcraft, growyourowngroceries.com. Growyourowngroceries.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes, revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Marjorie Wildcraft's with us. You've met her at the Get Prepared Expo. You've heard her on the radio. You've seen her on Doomsday Preppers. She is a Doomsday Preppers expert. And she's got a really, really brilliant DVD set that will teach you about farming and about the kind of lifestyle that she has and we have. And she's in Texas. We're in Missouri. And you know, it will show you what it takes to be a farmer. It will show you why we do the kinds of things that we do, and why we are so why we pay such close attention to the weather, the cost of things, and being a farmer, Marjorie, you can't waste anything, can you?
Well, no, and actually, there's not. You know, as we've been talking about the whole hour, there's so much. It's not meant to be wasted. It's meant to be used, and it's part of what you need. So, you know, all the parts of the carcass, the bones and the meat and the organs. And, you know, part of the changes, people say, oh, economic collapse, it's going to be horrible, da-da-da-da. Really, what it's all about is getting back to some basic things that is we've gotten way far off of, and coming back to some basic uses of and honoring things in the way that they need to be honored. We've been wasting a lot. It's just time to get back to what you know, using things properly the way we always had.
Yeah, we're doing something different on our farm, Marjorie. We're actually taking fences out that have been there for 50, you know, from the 1950s and 1940s. We're actually taking fences out and recycling those, you know, those metals, because we want to bring the land back more toward nature, where our cows can graze, and you know, we want to get away from as much equipment as we can. I mean, we still need the tractors and all that, but we're trying to get back toward nature. And I'll tell you what, the animals like it better. And if you look at what soil and water conservation people want you to do, the government wants you to do, they want you to fence out your streams, fence out your ponds, fence out your woods to keep the animals, you know, in the hot sun and the freezing cold. you know, winter. They want to keep them out of protection. And we are resisting that at every step. And we're trying to encourage farmers to just get rid of all that nonsense that the government wants them to do and just get back more toward nature, the way animals and we live. And that's really what we're trying to do. And I think it's working great. I really do.
You know,
Marjorie, how do we get...
Go ahead. Just to let everybody know, this is totally accessible to anybody with a backyard or even a patio or a rooftop. So it's,
yeah.
So you and I have a bit of land, but really, you can grow a tremendous amount of food for your family. You could right in your backyard. So yeah.
Let's tell everybody how to get your DVD. Marjorie, I think it's absolutely brilliant. It's one of the finest DVDs I have ever seen on how to do something. It's very well done. How do we get it?
GrowYourOwnGroceries.com, and that'll take you to our website. There's a load of free information. Our mission and our vision is homegrown food on every table, and that's why I'm on the radio here with you. I believe that everybody growing their own food is the solution to the problems, so many problems that we're facing, health problems, energy problems, you know, all kinds of issues, and just emotional problems. I feel so good in my garden or when I'm working with my livestock. So growing your own food, homegrown food on every table, it's so delicious and so rewarding. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com.
Marjorie, when people came to meet you in person at the expo, did you find anybody, just even a single person? You've been to a couple of the expos. Have you found a single person that said, you know what, this is a nutty way of living. I don't like this, you know, I wish I never came to learn any of this stuff. Did you ever meet a single person?
No. Well, people don't come to the expo like that. Actually, what's astonished me is how the attendance at these things and the participation at these things at the expos are growing. And what I love about the expos is the community. You know, getting to meet the people, everybody, you know, connecting up and meeting the new, finding new products, but then also finding new neighbors and new resources, making it easier for everybody.
Marjorie Wildcraft, GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. GrowYourOwnGroceries.com. Link to Marjorie's website on page one, USAPrepares.com. Marjorie, thank you so much for being with us today and so delicately handling the issue of killing animals for food.
There you go. Talk to you later, Vince. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks so much, Marjorie. Class, coming up next, Tony Pache, and we're going to talk about community, building community. It is almost impossible, but we're going to try. We'll be right back.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.